from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, full show today. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, looking good over there?
I'm hanging in there, buddy. Jackie Baseball. Don't worry, things will get better. Holla at you, boy.
We're doing great. Don't ask.
You know, I try not to listen. I've told you, I've told Jackie, I try not to listen to the station because I don't want it to contaminate my thoughts. But on the way
home. And you
home,
hate the station.
I don't hate the station. I love the station. On the way home, I had to listen to Jackie Baseball last night. I have a meltdown over the Phillies. I loved it.
Yeah.
13 minutes straight cooking. You're cooking, Jackie Baseball.
Someone's got to do it.
Cooking. I love it. Don't worry. We'll cook the Phillies later.
No, we don't have to.
Yeah, maybe cook them a little bit later. But for now, it is day two of Eagles training camp. Later on in the show, and speaking of cooking the Phillies, we'll have Larry Anderson on the show at 3. We will have Elliot Shore Parks on the show at 4, who is at training camp. And I've heard good QB numbers for Mr. Jalen Hurts again. So we will talk about that when Elliot is on the show. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of excitement about the Philadelphia Eagles. I think there was a lot of excitement after the draft, a lot of excitement after free agency. And then as camp starts and we got good mood everybody yesterday, especially good mood Jalen, a lot of excitement, good mood Howie, good mood Nick Sirianni, good mood fans, and a lot of excitement. And with excitement comes expectations. And, you know, people, you specifically, Mr. Ike Reese, and then a lot of our fans have been talking about getting back to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And to me, that excitement has led to expectations that are sort of like wrong and unrealistic. The goal for this season should be, let's get the Eagles back on track. Let's perform like a grown-up adult organization. I do not feel like the Eagles can go into this season saying, you know, obviously privately that's the goal of every season, but the goal that I think we should be looking for is a functional organization. They've got two new coordinators. They've got a head coach with a new role. They've got a QB and a head coach who are obviously not even on the same page last year. A QB who has to find his way as a passer and as a leader. We have a new center, a new guard, a new feature running back, mostly a new secondary, a question mark at basically every defensive line spot. And the goal for me is to prove that everybody can do their jobs and that we have a good football team. I feel like talking about the Super Bowl is sort of putting the cart before the horse.
All right, listen. Before I spend the next 4 hours ripping your head off about this ridiculous statement you just made, I'm trying to figure out what's a good season in your estimation. I don't know what a good season is to you. What's a good season?
So a good season to me, you know, sort of the thing, this is the way I feel about the
Because we can all get along. If we're not in the playoffs, nobody's going to be happy.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Okay. So the way I feel about a good season generally is the way I feel about the Hall of Fame. When you ask me if a player should be in the Hall of Fame, I don't look at their numbers. I don't look at this. It's just like a gut test. Is it or isn't it? Mm. So for me, a good season, I think they should be in the playoffs. I think they should win the division, all those things if we're looking about measurables.
Okay.
But what I really want to do is at the end of the season, say to myself, hey, this team performed in a way that makes us proud. This team performed in a functional way. This team did not have bickering things. They didn't fall apart at the end of the year. If it ends in the Super Bowl, well, fine.
Oh,
it ends in the Super
Bowl.
But,
whatever.
But to me, they have, the way that last season ended, they've lowered the bar for me for what is success. To me, success this year looks like Everybody just knows how to do their jobs, doesn't fall apart, doesn't throw anybody under the bus. They look like a grown-up, functional football team. That's what success is to me.
Yeah, I think that's at the floor. Yeah, I'm not going to just poo-poo what you just said as if those things don't matter, but that's the floor. I'm looking for the ceiling. I'm looking for the ceiling, and the ceiling of this team is a Super Bowl championship caliber team. I don't care about all of the ancillary excuses that could be brought into play to, I guess, I don't know, make us feel better because the team got along this year and they showed some progress. When you put together a team like this, coming off the year they just had, I don't go to, man, I'll be thankful if they just get through the season looking like a respectable team and looking like a team that I'm proud of. This isn't college football. These aren't kids. This isn't college football. This is about winning a championship. And the great thing about the NFL is that you don't necessarily need this slow build-up to greatness, to where you go through 3 or 4 years of this and that and the other, and then now you're finally ready to win. You can do it in 1 year. Ask Tampa Bay. Ask the LA Rams. Like, you can do it in 1 year. It can be done. It doesn't have to be this slow build. Hell, the Eagles got to the Super Bowl after being 9-8 and looking like the 1960 Notre Dame Fighting Irish running a triple option in 2021. They were in the Super Bowl the following year. So when I know in this league that there is always the potential of a team rising up and winning the title unexpectedly, I know the Chiefs are now the new Patriots. So it's the Chiefs versus everybody. I agree with that. That's what it is. The Chiefs are the new Patriots.
Until proven otherwise,
yes,
the Chiefs are in a different
otherwise.
Class.
Yeah, exactly. For to sure. Me, they're the new Patriots. They're the most close. They're the closest thing to a guarantee when you bet on them than any other team in the league. They're the Patriots, but everybody else has a chance. And for us, lucky for us, we're in the NFC. We're not in the AFC. Because, see, you could be as good as the Bengals are, Buffalo is, Baltimore is. You could be as good as those teams. And, yeah, still going home when you run into Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid, unless you catch him on a bad day. We don't have that. We don't have that obstacle in front of us. And you can easily make, you can make the argument, we're the most talented team in the NFC. The 49ers are having problems. Ah, Trent Williams at home. Stay home, big fella. Get your money. That's right. Don't show up until they pay you. Don't show up until they pay you, Trent Williams. And Brandon Ayuk, I wouldn't step on the field. Continue to hold in. Yeah, I need all types of turmoil in San Francisco. Dallas, CeeDee, you damn right. Stay home, CeeDee Lamb. Till Jerry Jones pays you. Don't come to camp. Everybody. We don't have those problems here. Right now, it looks like we have Detroit. We have a young Jordan Love. And who else?
Well, the Rams.
Kirk Cousins.
Okay, we got the Rams. We got Kirk Cousins. See, those aren't real obstacles.
What are the Eagles?
To me.
Hold on. What are the Eagles compared to the Falcons?
I don't have a lot of talent down there in Atlanta.
No. Here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, the Eagles are in a great position. They're in a great position. All they need to do is get out of their own way, and they should be in the Super Bowl. Like, I don't have a team in front of me in the NFC where I'm like, oh, my God, we need everything to be perfect in order to beat this team. We don't. We don't have that in the NFC. It's great in the NFC for the Eagles.
Yeah, but to me, and 215-592-9494, what is a successful Eagles season for you this year? Is it to get to the Super Bowl?
You got to be in the Super Bowl.
Or is it to get back on track and look like the Eagles again? To me, you're saying we don't have any hurdles. We don't have any hurdles. Mm-hmm. You know what I would do if I was a Green Bay fan or a 49ers fan or a Lions fan or a Rams fan?
Yeah.
I would look at the Eagles and I would say the exact same thing that you're saying about them. You know, I would say the same thing. And you said, what does success feel like? Mm-hmm. I don't think the 49ers or the Lions last year went home and were pounding their chests over the fact that they had successful seasons.
Oh, the Lions were.
But
I guarantee you they were.
Well, but to that point, those are teams to me that finished the year the way they finished the year last year and can look at this year and say, you know what? The goal this year is a Super Bowl. We did not end the season in the way that those teams ended the season.
Sure.
And like, we can keep saying talent, 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 talent. But I just like, I've seen too many times, even here in Philadelphia, I've seen too many times talent, and it just doesn't add up. There's a lot of things that have to go right this year, and I
agree with you, and yeah. I agree with you that those things you're looking for matter. What I'm saying is, to me, that matters, but that's on the road to what we're ultimately striving for, which is the Super Bowl. Like, I can't have, okay, the team gets along and everybody is at peace with each other, but we're a 10-7 team, made the playoffs, and then we go home. Like, yeah. That's not going to matter.
Yeah, but you know.
That's a failed season to me. That's a failed season to me. If they were to get through the season, no issues, Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts are getting along and everybody looks good and we're moving forward. If this team is 10-7 going into the playoffs, you know what they're going to be saying? If they don't win this game, Nick Sirianni should be fired.
Yeah, but you know.
That's what people are going to be saying. He should be fired.
To me, there's as much chance, and this is. I feel good after yesterday, and I feel good now. I don't want to give the impression that I don't feel pretty good right now. But to me, there's as much chance that we are the Monday after Brazil being like, I don't know, as we are, you know, going into the playoffs 13-4 talking about the Super Bowl.
I'm not confident about this Brazil game. I'm just not. So I'm not going to debate you on that one. Yeah, I'm not saying we're coming out of the gate storming. That's not what I'm saying. But here's what I am saying, Spike.
Yep.
What I am saying, and I'll even give the Eagles the benefit of the doubt that they should be a better team later than they are earlier. I'll give them that. What I'm saying is this team should be clicking by the end of the year and should be talking about the Super Bowl. That's what they should be doing. It shouldn't be, oh, we got better this year and the future is bright. I don't want to hear that with this team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think I would feel okay with that with this team, to be quite honest with you, with the way that last year ended. Jack, what are you feeling?
Just win the division. Just win the division. That's fine.
Just be better than the Cowboys.
We're back to square one with this team. Unfortunately, we're back to square one with this team, and we need to figure out who they are again. Like I need a new identity to this football team. So, no.
New identity?
Yeah, we need a new identity. I need to know who they are, and if they're healthy, and if the quarterback and the head coach get along. That matters so much more in the long term. We'll deal with the Super Bowl.
All that got put to bed. They got put to bed yesterday.
Oh, so wow. Yeah,
that's over. That's
Fooey.
Over with, bro.
Fooey.
That is over with.
We'll get to the little Super Bowl nonsense. But like the most important thing is getting this thing back on track. Spike's 100% correct.
John, Jack, agreeing with me. Yeah. In the record books.
Low bar over there. Yeah.
John in Millersville kicking us off. You're on WIP. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Hey, I agree with Ike. I think you got to be looking at, you know, the ceiling. We were down at camp today, and I feel like we've been to camp the last 3 years, and I feel like this was a good start today. I saw Gardner Johnson out there. I love Gardner Johnson. I think that's something that people may have forgotten about. I know he was hurt last year, but I think that's going to be a big key for the defense. He was bouncing around. And I think Vic is going to be, you know, the man. I think the old school mentality, I heard Jalen and Jordan talking about it and stuff, you know, preseason. So I'm with Ike. Yeah, all the way.
Yeah, I'm looking at A.J. Brown out here, man. He's reminding me of T.O. Like, he just looks like T.O. out there on the damn football field. Jalen looks like he's in his zenith right now, right? He seems to be happy, excited about the weapons that he has around him. Listening to Devontae earlier today, got excited with that. Saquon, come on, man. We're all excited about Saquon. Dude, I look, if we were in the AFC, I would... Maybe it would be unrealistic expectations, but we're not in the AFC. I mean, we're not. We're in the NFC.
John, you mentioned CJ GJ. Did you listen to his new album, Be Great?
I heard about it. I haven't tracked it down yet, but okay. I did hear about it. I just think that he is juice for the defense. When he was with us 2 years ago, we were at Green Bay when he got hit. And that hit, I saw that dude take, and the fact that he got up and walked off, when he lacerated his thing, like, he's just a stud. I think people forget about him, and I'm excited to have him back.
Thank you for the call, John. Appreciate it.
You think they play CJ GJ's music at practice?
In the locker room.
They play a lot of rap music out there on the field.
Feels like in the locker room. Feels like locker room, maybe not practice.
No, that's not appropriate.
Well, I just like... It wasn't.
He doesn't
did
have.
You see the kids out there?
He doesn't have the kid friendly version.
You know, maybe we'll have to have Jack find a clean one of the songs I was listening to in the car the other day. Look, it's not for me, you know. But the CJ GJ. So I haven't been through the day to day of the CJ GJ experience so far. This is what CJ GJ is to me. Saying that he was the one that invented liking Kobe and then releasing the rap album the day before training camp. So we'll see. We'll see with CJG.
He's the first one to like the number 8 because of Kobe.
Yeah,
it's wild.
The first one.
It's like he's trying to file a trademark on it.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing, man?
Gotta love it, though. Yeah, he wants to claim it. He wants to make it his own, man.
Demanding Paul George an apology?
Yeah, we might need to have CJGJ on the show when we go to training camp. Have you guys talk a little Kobe.
Yeah.
215-592.
You guys enjoy that.
Yes.
I would love that.
Yes.
You Kobe guys, trivia?
Yeah.
Beat the Ike? Beat the Hammer? Whatever?
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Goal for the Eagles this year, Super Bowl, or just looking like a functional organization? All right. We do have a next question today. For next question, we do have a 4-pack of tickets to go to the Philadelphia Eagles public practice. It is at the link, 6:30, August 1st. All proceeds go to the Eagles Autism Foundation. It is $10 for tickets. So, next question today, when you call it with your sports point, we'll ask you at the end. It is Matt LeBlanc's birthday. He is 57 years old. Matt LeBlanc was Joey on Friends. So the question today is, who is famous for just one role? Somebody who is famous for just one role like Matt LeBlanc was. I'll start it off. Mm-hmm. Christopher Reeve. Superman. Famous for just one role. I'm sure he was in something else, but...
He's the guy in the wheelchair, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He ended up, I think it was a horse, an equestrian accident. He fell off a horse.
I'm going to tell you the ironic part about that. You know he played in a movie, and the character he played...
Was
paraplegic. Got paralyzed...
Really?
...by a horse accident.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes. He played in a movie. I think it might have been a made-for-TV type of movie. Something like that. But yeah, I remember he played in a movie where he winds up getting paralyzed. I want to say, did he kill his wife?
In the movie.
In the movie, yes. Okay. I think he killed his wife in the movie.
Really?
Something like that, yes.
Maybe the Eagles should be in a movie about a team that goes to the Super Bowl.
So you know what it was? He faked being injured.
To kill his wife.
Yeah, so he faked like he was paralyzed. So one of the scenes was, now you got me thinking about this, one of the scenes, I think he was at the police station being interviewed, and the cop didn't believe him. The cop felt like he could walk and he was faking it. So what he did was, he took a pen.
I just either
an ink pen or one of those things you open up an envelope with, the little knife thing, stuck him in his quad. Right there to see if he would react. Because if he was paralyzed, he shouldn't feel it.
Yes. And he didn't react.
He did not react.
That's a guy who really wants to kill his wife. You can take
I may have some of the details mixed up there, but that part I don't have mixed up.
You know.
Somebody knows that movie out there.
You know the guy really wants to kill his wife. If he could take a knife in the leg and not move.
I got a couple guys. Here's a guy I have.
Give me one.
Red Fox.
Oh, yeah. Sanford.
That's Reggie Sanford. Now, he played in other stuff, but he's best known for, he's really, I know he did Harlem Nights, but he was typecast.
Yeah.
As Fred G. Sanford.
And Jack, you're somebody who's famous for just one role.
Well, I'm taking him out, Rushmore. George Costanza, Jason Alexander.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one.
I mean, when you start going sitcoms, there's a long
list. There's a lot of those, yeah. Yeah. They couldn't get out of that sitcom role.
You know, we mentioned Matthew LeBlanc, like, I don't know, 3/4 of the cast of Friends would probably
yeah,
fit into this. Yeah.
I mean, most of the How I Met Your Mother cast, there's a lot.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, who claims to be a midday show caller, but I think we're switching him over. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Yep, that's right. Representing the midday show loud and proud. Good and strong here.
What's up, man?
Hey, you're not allowed to ask that. So, Ike,
yes.
I got to get right into this here. Here's the problem, Ike. You said it. You got some low bar standards co-workers there with you.
Yep.
You know, Mr.
Yep.
Spike and Fritzy Boy. You know, Fritzy, when it comes to the Eagles, very low standards.
Yeah, right. His bar is always low, isn't it?
Yep.
Trying to help them clear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very proud of him when it comes to the Phillies, but then he dramatically disappoints when it comes to the Birds. You know, the reality is, like, here's the problem. They're just not foxhole guys.
Mm-hmm. Ah, how about that? He's calling you guys not foxhole guys.
You're saying I'm not a foxhole guy?
Yes.
How is that?
Foxhole guy.
How is that?
Not a foxhole guy.
How's that?
Yeah. Very low standards, very nervous, very shaky on the trigger finger. Ike, don't worry about it, though. Ike, you know, I am a foxhole guy. I got your six.
Gotcha.
Right?
Gotcha.
Yep.
You know, to me, Chris, it's more about when I'm in the foxhole with somebody, I don't need somebody lying to me and and saying everything is candy and roses when, you know, they're shots
fired. When
the
bullets are flying everywhere.
I need to know really what is going on out there, and that is what you got me for. You got Ike to tell you, hey, yeah, jump out of the foxhole. It's all clear. Ike's yelling all clear.
We'll be all right.
Yeah. You go out, he's running the other way. That's what's happening here.
Oh, no, no. I'm with you.
Yeah, no. I'll hop in the foxhole with Ike any day because Ike's going to stay in the fight.
He's damn right.
Power. Here's the problem. You see the enemy crusting over the hill, and you go, ooh, I don't think we can win this. And next thing you know, you turn around, and all I see is your backside as you're, like, sprinting, and there's dust behind you. So, yeah, I'll take Ike any day. And, guys, let's move on to something other really important when we're talking about our Birds. Prediction, shocker for you with this one, but Saquon will be all pro this year.
Ooh, he's all pro.
Saquon Barkley.
Yes. That's
going to be hard to do on 15 touches a game.
Yeah.
I know that's surprising. But no, he's going to, guys. And in all seriousness, it's because in this team, I mean, we could break it down so many different ways, but he's going to be such a major, major weapon and such an asset. So I count on that. Ike,
yes.
I'm not worried about the London game, or I'm sorry, not the London game.
Brazil.
With Green Bay. Brazil.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not worried about it, because guess who else is holding out who wants money?
Who?
Mr. Jordan Love, the quarterback.
For oh, time. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. Jordan Love's not even in practice.
Oh, he's not? I didn't
no.
see that.
He's
that's
at
not,
camp.
That's not
he's
a
not
money
camp.
Thing.
No, no, it is a money thing. He's at camp, but he's not practicing.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You get paid.
Oh, Jordan. So he's been in the league 2 years.
Yeah. No, Jordan Love, 4.
Oh, 4.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he might be right. Yeah.
Half of a good season, and all of a sudden, you know, he's going
yeah.
to hold up.
Well, that, honestly.
He deserves it, though, Ike. He deserves it.
Oh, no, no doubt. And he's a quarterback. I think he's only set to make 11 this year. 11 million?
Only?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well,
yeah.
No, when it can go.
Yeah, when you can get 60.
Yeah, and when you never know what's going to happen, you
yeah.
know, he knows he only had to have a good year as much as anybody does,
yeah,
by the
so
way.
So does his agent.
Yep. Chris. Next question. Give us somebody who's really only famous for one role.
Yeah, one of the most amazing series ever. That's going to be James Gandolfini from The Sopranos.
Ooh,
nah, he had too many other good roles. I'm sorry. He has one big role, but he acted into. I'm gonna look. That is your submission.
Yeah.
And thank you for the call, Chris. I think
well, give me
his
other big ones.
Well, he was great in True Romance. He
yeah,
was.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
bro, no one watched True Romance.
No, they did. Just because
clearly one of Spike's favorite movies.
I'm telling you,
mention it once a week. You're
it's
like the only one
movie.
That talks about it.
It's a
even
great...
the people in True Romance are like,
go
ah.
listen to your lame country music and watch your millennial TV shows. James Gandolfini had a long and fruitful career.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, he. It's not.
He played 8mm.
Oh, he was an 8mm.
He was great in 8mm.
He was, yeah. An 8mm is a real movie.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, he said he's played other roles.
Yeah.
He played another role where he was like a, wasn't he something with the government? Some type of CIA, FBI, something?
Well, the interesting thing about him is aside from The Sopranos, he was mostly a character actor.
Yes, he was a character actor. That's pretty much what he was before then.
And the character was all Tony Soprano,
yes,
by the
way. Yes, that's why he was perfect for Tony
very
Soprano.
Similar.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. Good one from Christopher Middleton. So the, you know, Camp Comeback started today. Morning show was at training camp. So was the midday show. The morning show did speak to Devontae Smith earlier, and he gave what I would consider a disturbing statement about dogs. I'm sorry.
I'm sure you would. Yes.
It was a little disturbing. We need to talk about that next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.